to E-Trade AM. The inside scoop on the wonderful world of money. Cash. Cabbage. Grip. From dollars to Deutschmarks. Pounds to pesos. From the big boards to your desktop. This is E-Trade AM. And now, here's Sully.
Hey, wake up. It's E-Trade AM. We're about an hour away from market open Tuesday, August 8th. I'm Sully, your host for the next hour of useful and relevant information and the occasional dating tip. You can email me for that later on. Sully at etradeam.com. Let's get right into this. Market futures opening slightly higher this morning after yesterday saw bold gains, buying in the chip and computer hardware sectors ahead of some key earnings reports. I'll tell you what, kids, the true test of this market is going to be whether we can string together a couple of days or even weeks or even months. And I would have to be completely insane to think that that's going to happen because Mr. Greenspan, a.k.a. Mr. Potato Head, is scaring the bejesus out of all of us with his 9,013th interest rate hike and scaring all of the markets. I swear all the investors need constant reassurance that this isn't going to happen. And that's what this market's all about. Biggest losers today, screamingmedia.com. Oceanary International, we'll talk about those stocks a little bit later. Some of the hottest sectors today, basic materials, consumer cyclical, capital goods, utilities. We'll get into those numbers in depth as we always do every morning on E-Trade AM. And then, of course, the hot stocks today, Blue Martini Software, Copper Mountain Networks, and not the least of which is Cisco. But I'll tell you what, the real expert on this is our very own E-Trade AM market analyst, Carrie Guger, Queen of Green. So what's happened with the market this morning, doll?
Good morning. We have NASDAQ and broad market futures up this morning.
Just like I said.
That's right, just like you said.
So any key stocks in play today? I mentioned a couple of hot stocks we were looking at, specifically Cisco Systems. Anything new on there?
Well, this morning I will be the disco queen for Cisco Systems. All right. We have big numbers coming up after the close. This is likely to be this week's biggest news item.
Are you going to talk numbers specifically later on?
I will talk news. I can talk numbers now, but we'll talk numbers later, too.
Because you know what happens when you talk those numbers.
I know,
well.
Sweetie. What can
You're
I do?
Feeling the magic. Hey, talk about key numbers. Bottom of the hour, what's going to be released specifically?
We have the productivity numbers being released right before the bell. Positive numbers could cheer investors by reinforcing the hope that there is no near-term inflation threat to the market.
Okay, very good. So, Queen of Green, you'll be with us during Market Flash at the bottom and the top of the hour.
That's right, and you can email me at queenie@etradeam.com.
All right, cool. Hey, listen, folks, I was checking out the banking section of the E-Trade site the other day. Lots of new stuff in there. You want to check it out. There's market numbers on there. There's mortgage numbers on there. There's a way to open up a checking account. Do not miss the banking section of etrade.com. Also, always you can get your quotes and research that we talk about here on E-Trade AM right on the site. You want to click on right next to the market tab, quotes and research. Coming up on the show today, we've got a huge day today. Nothing but net. We've got Eric Savitz, executive editor of Industry Standards, going to be our guest. Also, It's Your Money, Anna Maria Verzi, the assistant managing editor of Forbes.com. Clear Station A-List coming up just in a second with Chris Greenack, of course. And he's also doing buy, sell, and hold today, so you're going to want to get your stock picks in. Email me at sully@etradeam.com. That's sully@etradeam.com. We'll play a little buy, sell, and hold a bit later on the show today. And then a big treat for It's You're So Money, Baby. David Ricci, the CEO and president of AMCC, a San Diego-based company. Clyde Micro, they're going to be our guests today for the He's So Money segment. Also, I'm going to need some investor grudge match, guys. Now, once again, investor grudge match, pit two investors together, two listeners to the E-Trade AM show right off the website. You folks pick three stocks at the highest percentage gainer at the end of the week, wins a great prize. I believe this week's prize is actually the keys to the CEO's condo from E-Trade and, of course, 49er season tickets. Either that or we're going to give you a 50-cent off coupon for a movie there. So stick with us today. Hey, let's get right over to the business here. From ClearStation.com, here's the A-List.
And now, with the stocks that rock, this is the ClearStation A-List. With a Dean of Green, Chris Screenack.
That sounder can mean only one thing. Chris Screenack from www.clearstation.com with our A-List. Hey, Chris, how you doing this morning, buddy?
How's it going?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm feeling good, but the market's looking a little scary pre-open here. What's happening this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go through the A-List.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, the A-List is the short take on the hottest stocks selected by ClearStation's advanced three-point screening approach using technical, fundamental, and community events. To play along at home, click now on the Markets tab at www.etrade.com.
Okay.
With technical events, we have Chris Craft Industries, stock symbol CCN, okay. EOG Resources, EOG, Buffett's Inc., BOCB, Mercer International, MERCS, Home Depot, familiar brand, HD,
yes.
PepsiCo, another familiar one, PEP, Ciena Corp., CIEN, and Juniper Networks, and finally, Canadagua Brands.
Hey, Chris, once again for the listeners, how does one make it on the A-List?
What you need to do basically is make it past the stock screening that occurs using ClearStation's technical fundamental and community screens.
Okay.
Now, looking, for example, at EOG Resources, that was spun off of Enron, which is now making a spot market in broadband prices. This is their oil subsidiary that has some natural gas holdings and is actually enjoying an unsustainably low 3% tax rate
mm-hmm.
as a result of credits in Trinidad, I believe. On the fundamental side, we start off with Lowe's Corp, stock symbol LOW, Corcom, COMM, Clorox, CLX, Sunoco Products, SON, Imclone Systems, IMCL, and Children's Place Retail Stores.
Okay. Now for the for users of the E-Trade site, Chris, that are looking at the A-list, this information is useful because it's part of the due diligence process. Is it also a way to pick stocks for the day, perhaps?
The whole idea of the A-list and tag and bag at ClearStation.com is we screen the entire market to find stocks that are moving today.
Okay.
So based on fundamental merits, rather, Lowe's Corp actually is my favorite out of the group, and that partners up with Home Depot's. They're out on an earnings surprise, beating first call consensus of 73 cents today. Finally, we have the community picks. Sonus Networks, symbol SONS, Advanced Micro Devices, Applied Materials, and Applied Innovation.
Yeah, I know, when I was looking at the A-list this morning also, I saw Pepsi on there, too.
Right. They were in the technical picks,
okay.
of all things,
all
and
right.
they're responding to the recent lawsuit resolution from Coca-Cola. The interesting stock on the community side, however, is Applied Innovation. Applied Innovation is a Dublin, Ohio-based company that manufactures products for network management and protocol conversion. The interesting thing here is to take a look at how strong the community is supporting this stock with 47 long recommendations and zero shorts.
What is that? What does that tell me? Why is that important to me?
Well, public sentiment is an important ingredient, if not in some ways the most important ingredient behind stock prices. Of course, it takes people to buy these stocks. So, regardless of what the fundamentals or the technicals are saying, you still need strong community support for a stock price to move.
Very good, Chris. Any of these things that popped out that surprised you this week or today, I should say, or are we really looking at Pepsi, Lowe's, and Applied Innovation as really the three standouts?
Well, everyone's waiting for the semis to move, and it's a good sign that one by one the semis are starting to march on to the A-list, with today, of course, AMD being the strong showing.
Okay, very good. That's Chris Skrinak, A-list. All right, buddy, and we'll see you a little bit later in the hour to do a little buy, sell, and hold.
All right, take care.
Then. We'll talk to you then. Chris Skrinak, www.clearstation.com.
Hold on to your hard drive. It's time for a little trek through the tech sector.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click.
In a segment we call Nothing But Net.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
And as I said before today, our guest, Eric Stavitz, Executive Director of Industry Standards. Eric has covered tech and internet stocks for the Standard. Hey, Eric, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
What do we got going on the market here? Obviously, got countdown to opens about 50 minutes away, but what do the net sector look like today?
It's looking kind of ugly, actually.
okay.
It's I think people are we've been seeing the end of that earnings season, and a lot of what people are seeing is not good news.
It seems to me like last year it was hard liquor and handgun night all the way through August till the end of the year, and then suddenly dot-coms falling out of favor, maybe tech stocks maybe falling into favor. Any change to that? Are dot-coms just going to have a terrible cloud over them for the rest of their lives, or is that ever going to come back?
Well, I don't know about for the rest of their lives, but I think we're definitely seeing an echo of the shakeout in tech stocks that we saw, particularly in net stocks that we saw in April. We had kind of we had that period where the NASDAQ went from 5,000 to almost 3,000, and it kind of bounced back over the last couple of months, came back about 25% off the bottom, but now it's looking a little rocky again. And you're seeing some concern about some of the more stable-looking companies, so not just the sort of one-hit wonder dot-coms, but even Cisco today, for example.
Sure.
There's concerns about their margins coming down, and
that's a frightening proposition, considering Cisco is involved in everything. I mean, they touch every company that there is practically on the internet.
Right. I mean, they're kind of the backbone. I mean, Cisco's looked at by many people as kind of, if you have to own one stock as a way of investing in the internet, Cisco's it. It's kind of like the old line about in the gold rush, that it was the guys making picks and shovels making. making money, and you know, Cisco's making the picks and shovels. But even they now are seeing a little bit of pressure on their margins. You know, some nothing terrible, but enough to knock, you know, 6% off the stock today.
Eric Savitz, our guest today on Nothing But Net. He's the executive director of the industry standard here, and on E-Trade AM, he's kind enough to come help us out this morning. You know, is there such thing as a hot dot com company right now?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that the thing that's hot right now is a segment called optical networking. It's a group of companies that are sort of the successor to Cisco in a sense. Companies that are making equipment that to use optics to transmit information over the net.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, when you look at the IPOs that are getting out the door now, many of them are in that segment of the tech landscape, and those stocks are still pretty hot. What's not hot are sort of the you know, no one is doing any consumer .coms,
no mysockcompany.com or myunderarmdeodorant.com. You're seeing less and less of those, I'm assuming.
No, you're seeing none of them in terms of IPOs right now.
Now, is the reason for that is the VC money's kind of drying up because it's kind of a once bitten twice shy thing? Because last year, you know, if we had myemptybeercan.com, which, by the way, I tried to put on the net. if you had almost anything last year, people were backing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's happening is not so much that the IPO, that venture capital money is drying up, but it is getting redirected. So the venture capital community has become extremely skeptical about the consumer internet sector, and to a certain degree, even about the kind of business to business exchanges, that kind of stuff. They've become a lot more interested in infrastructure, hardware. The wireless is actually kind of a hot button subject mm-hmm. right now. People are interested in wireless companies.
Now, why is an investor this important to me? Why, as far as why VC money is drying up? How is this important to me if I'm invested heavily in a .com? Why is this a concern, or is it a concern at all?
Well, I think it's something you want to be careful about, in part because in a sense, the venture capitalists are switching gears in part because of what's going on in the public market. So, in a sense, the investors are setting the tone, and you know, the investors in the public markets have said, we're not interested in retail.coms right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at even the primo names in the sector. Even so, you look at Amazon. Is trading down 75% off the top,
sure.
And that's the good. You know, they're sort of the cream of the crop. So the market's not interested in them, and nobody's able to take any IPOs public in that sector. So it's given that it's pretty unlikely that the venture capital community wants to go creating new names in a sector that's oversaturated with stocks that,
sure.
that aren't doing too well. So what they're looking for is sort of the next hot thing, and it's
okay.
It's optical networking, wireless, broadband is another area.
So as we get closer to market open this morning, you're once again, you look at the Barnes & Noble futures, it's already down a click, Amazon.com down a click. You hide out here in the internet sector at all, or you kind of sit back and wait and see what happens?
Well, I think you need to be pretty selective. You know, internet stocks have proven not to be the kind of buy and hold one decision stocks. These are companies you need to watch carefully. There are opportunities. So, you know, Cisco's not going away. Amazon looks like it's, some people are concerned about it over the long haul, but it's, you know, it's still growing rapidly. The questions are valuations. So I think you can, selectively look for things to buy in the internet sector,
right.
But I think you need to look for companies with staying power and with a chance to be profitable. That's the buzzword of the moment on Sandhill Road is
imagine that.
Half the profitability.
Imagine that. Fundamental.
New concept.
All right. Eric Savitz, Executive Director of the Industry Standard, our guest in Nothing But Net. Eric, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon. It would be 16 past the hour. You're listening to E-Trade AM, and when we come back, it's your money personal finance segment, and phone calls are ringing. Sully at etradeam.com. You can email me. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to E-Trade AM with the very leggy Sully.
William Shatner here for Priceline.com. Remember how I told you that Priceline was going to be big? Guess how big? 250,000 people have already gotten airline tickets. Over 2,000 more people get tickets every single day. When you use Priceline to name the price you want for airline tickets, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. But guess what? Last week, 20,000 people got a yes. 20,000 yeses in just 1 week. We say yes over 2,000 times a day. Yes, yes, yes. We love saying yes. It's time to tell someone you know about Priceline. Someone who doesn't want to pay full price, who likes to save money, who keeps telling you they can't afford a plane ticket or a hotel room. You know who. Tell them to name the price they want for airline tickets, hotel rooms, mortgage refinancing, and more only at Priceline on the Internet. I told you, naming your own price at Priceline.com is big. Really big. A quarter of a million people big.
Are you ready to take control of your investments? Instead of leaving it to someone else, you can take charge of your financial future with E-Trade. Call now for a free information kit at 1-800-637-7778. Whether you're interested in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, E-Trade gives you the tools that make online investing accessible and easy. In March 2000, E-Trade was rated the number one place to invest online by Gomez Advisors, a leading independent authority for online financial services. Plus, E-Trade has the low commissions today's investors expect. Call E-Trade now for a free information kit, 1-800-637-7778, and find out how you can get a cash sign-up bonus. Terms and conditions apply. So call E-Trade now, 1-800-637-7778. That's 1-800-637-7778. E-Trade Securities, Inc., member NASD SIPC. System response and account access times may vary due to market performance and other factors.
Down on the sand, I make my stand. Poised on the shore of the internet, unnamed, dude. I move my mouse at the speed of a surf monkey with a flail and rail, riding fat on the lip, bro. Thanking the god of all that is in evidence of the surf beyond, that I caught the wave of the future in internet travel. I'm talking DSL, bro, from A Plus Net. My direct link to the web world, my 24 hours a day, lightning fast, multiple backbone connections to the internet, and DSL powered by COVAD, man. Safe, secure, just as fast like it's a T1 line, but at a fraction of the cost, bro. DSL from A Plus Net. It's like, whoa. Surf the wave of the future with DSL from A Plus Net. Call A Plus Net at 1-877-A-PLUS-NET. That's 877, the letter A, PLUSNET. Call now, 1-877-A-PLUS-NET.
You worked for it. You earned it. You saved it. You invested it. E-Trade AM presents It's Your Money.
E-Trade AM, 19 past the hour. Sully here. Once again, you can email me all during the show, sully@etradeam.com. We are about 40 minutes away from market open, and thanks again to our guest, Eric Savitz, joining us in the next segment. Coming up later in the show, we've got, once again, an E-Trade Market Flash at the bottom of the hour. Chris Screenack from clearstation.com, going to be doing the A-List with us, as well as a little buy, sell, and hold segment. So be sure to get your stock picks in right now, sully@etradeam.com. That's sully@etradeam.com. Get some stock picks in. If you have a question on a specific stock, we'll let you know technically what it's doing, and we'll do a little buy, sell, and hold. That's going to happen just at the bottom of the hour. Of course, still in the show, David Rickey, CEO of AMCC, and then, of course, all of the usual mayhem that wonderful guys like myself bring you on E-Trade AM. Hey, listen, you heard it. It's time for It's Your Money, our education feature we have every day, and our guest today, our analyst, our expert today, Anna Maria Verzi, the assistant managing editor of Forbes.com. Did I say that name right, Anna?
Yes, you did.
There we go. Perfectly. Good morning. Listen, today's subject, I understand, is shareholder value. What we try to do here on the education segment, as you all know, is we like to not only define terms and explain the meaning of those terms, but also try to interpret some market data. And the shareholder value being one of the ways companies and investors can expect stocks to move north. Once a company has reached a mature stage and then their stock has found a home, sometimes they use acquisition strategy to increase that shareholder value. So, Anna, tell me what's on the plate for today.
Well, today one of the most interesting deals is one between Amazon and Toys R Us. And while that's not an acquisition, it's a partnership where Amazon and Toys R Us are going to work together to sell toys. That's
imagine that.
It's a big deal.
Sure. Now, do you think people are going to go on the internet and actually, double click on to buy my daughter a Barbie Jeep or something like that? Is that the idea?
I believe so. Or your daughter will go online and buy a Barbie.
Okay, fair enough.
Jeep. What this is a recognition several months before Christmas that neither site or neither company can pull off.
Oh, so you think this might be too early?
Or
too late, I mean.
No, it's actually a good time.
Really?
This is the time when companies need to, at least those in the B2C or the business-to-consumer side, need, on the online front, need to assess what they're going to do for the holiday season.
Okay, well, let's break this down for the individual investor then. So basically, we're talking about two companies, a dot-com company specifically, Amazon.com, as well as Toys R Us, which is a bricks and mortar company.
Yes.
You're talking about them coming together to create a new sort of e-commerce business for me, the consumer. Now, as an investor, let's say I'm holding Toys R Us stock and I'm holding Amazon.com stock. What does that mean for me in reference to shareholder value if they pull it off?
If they pull it off, well, I cannot give it specific advice. I think this deal is a very good one if they pull it off.
Now, historically speaking, on companies that have tried to come together and then it didn't, then the deal blew up. But is that also something to be maybe?
Well, for background, Toys R Us and Amazon both had trouble last holiday season. Toys R Us promised that they would get gifts delivered via those ordered on the internet, mm-hmm. and some never arrived.
So a typical example in some of the problems a lot of the .com, the B2C companies have had,
it's called the pick, pack, and shipping phase.
Okay, fair. So in other words, I bought my stuff, I paid for my stuff, where's my stuff?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And so when you say to me they're 5 months out, it seems to me that doesn't sound like enough time to actually pull a merger like that together or pull a business relationship like that together.
Well, that is something to watch for in the next 2 to 3 months, whether they can make that work.
Okay. So, long story short, what's your feeling on what's going to happen?
I think it can work. Amazon has the distribution facilities. Mm-hmm. Toys R Us has the inventory, and those are two areas where both can help each other.
Okay. So in other words, maybe solving the problem of Toys R Us last month.
Yes.
Or, I beg your pardon, last holiday season.
Yes, and Amazon also had poor inventory management last season. Mm-hmm. So, yet they have some high-tech distribution centers.
And so coming together, that might they're hoping that's going to solve the problem.
Yes.
So in terms of our education segment here, in terms of shareholder value, in terms of making, the idea here is obviously to make the company's profits go north and in turn create value for all of us people that are holding stock certificates in these companies. In terms of that, you know, what is the general feeling in the marketplace and why does this matter to us investors that hold these things?
Well, this matters to investors to see where Amazon is headed with other segments of its business, such as its electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Sales.
For example,
those, again, are, it's a very labor-intensive.
In reference to distribution, you mean?
In terms of distribution.
Okay.
It's not something that they're known for being strong in. Electronics, there are lots of other companies that do a better job, so mm-hmm. it's a drag on their expenses. Mm-hmm.
Is there somewhat of a problem for shareholders, perhaps, in a company that tries to redefine themselves so much? For example, you know, Amazon.com, starting off as books, now music, now toys, perhaps groceries and gasoline next?
They are doing groceries.
Right.
So it's a recognition by Amazon that they can't do it all,
mm-hmm.
and that they need strong partners to make what they have going work.
So in a 50,000-foot view, how important is shareholder value to an investor?
It's very important.
Companies
need to play smart, build on their strong points, recognize their weaknesses and act on them
mm-hmm.
quickly.
Mm-hmm. And then interpret the data that comes out through the news. And I guess the best way to follow that. And by the way, we're talking to Anna Maria Verzi, assistant managing editor to Forbes.com. So I guess the best way to monitor those things is just through the news, apparently, because a lot of these merger acquisition type things and a lot of these business to business business relationships The public isn't privy to all the information. So what's the best way for somebody to find out?
They aren't privy, or are they?
No, sometimes they're not privy to all of the information that comes out. I mean, it seems to me sometimes that you hear about these types of things, and because of the negotiative position of the two companies, maybe you hear part of the story but not all of the story. So what's the best way for an investor to research this stuff?
One advantage to a business-to-consumer site is that they can actually try the service out themselves.
Okay, so research by trying.
That's one way.
Okay.
Although that can get to be expensive.
Yeah, you're using your own dollar. So in other words, this might be a trial by fire type thing, and specifically with Amazon.com and Toys R Us. It's a judge for yourself type deal.
Judge for yourself, and also there's plenty of opportunities to read message boards. There's places where there's consumer feedback, not just on Amazon, but other websites. There's a lot of things you can research online, not just specific investor information, but just feedback on customer care. You know, doing a search on the internet for Amazon and unearthing more than just their website, what other people have said about it at, for example, news groups like Deja.com or
Forbes.com.
Forbes.com.
Hey, folks, here's a safety tip. It's called due diligence before you spend the money. Hey, once again, it's your money, and it's Anna Maria Verzi, the assistant managing editor of Forbes.com. Thank you once again. Always a pleasure. And I got to tell you, with a name like Verzi, I got to believe your mom can cook, right?
Excuse me? Oh, yes, indeed.
So
and I can, too.
Okay, so just the next time you're in the studio, you got to bring us a little love for the E-Trade AM staff here, okay? Anna Marie, thank you so much for your help, and we'll see you next time. It's 29 past the hour, going into a commercial break. When we come back, E-Trade Market Flash, Chris Screen at Clear Station A-List. Get your buy, sell, and hold questions into me now. Sully at E-TradeAM.com. We'll see you in a minute.
You're logged on to E-Trade AM.
Are you ready to take control of your investments? Instead of leaving it to someone else, you can take charge of your financial future with E-Trade. Call now for a free information kit at 1-800-637-7778. Whether you're interested in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, E-Trade gives you the tools that make online investing accessible and easy. In March 2000, E-Trade was rated the number one place to invest online by Gomez Advisors, a leading independent authority for online financial services. Plus, E-Trade has the low commissions today's investors expect. Call E-Trade now for a free information kit, 1-800-637-7778, and find out how you can get a cash sign-up bonus. Terms and conditions apply. So call E-Trade now, 1-800-637-7778. That's 1-800-637-7778. E-Trade Securities, Inc., member NASD SIPC. System response and account access times may vary due to market performance and other factors.
William Shatner here for Priceline.com. Remember how I told you that Priceline was going to be big? Guess how big? 250,000 people have already gotten airline tickets. Over 2,000 more people get tickets every single day. When you use Priceline to name the price you want for airline tickets, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. But guess what? Last week, 20,000 people got a yes. 20,000 yeses in just 1 week. We say yes over 2,000 times a day. Yes, yes, yes. We love saying yes. It's time to tell someone you know about Priceline. Someone who doesn't want to pay full price, who likes to save money, who keeps telling you they can't afford a plane ticket or a hotel room. You know who. Tell them to name the price they want for airline tickets, hotel rooms, mortgage refinancing, and more, only at Priceline on the Internet. I told you, naming your own price at Priceline.com is big. Really big. 250,000 people big.
Down on the sand, I make my stand. Poised on the shore of the internet, unnamed, dude. I move my mouse at the speed...